So the Corn Daddies, tell me what's going on. How'd this band get together?
Well, this band got together. I'll tell you, we started playing here on the streets of Yellow Springs probably about, 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
When I first moved here to Yellow Springs. I'd been around fiddle tunes my whole life and picked up the fiddle, and I was playing bass at the time, and I found a bass player and so I could play fiddle all the time, and we started a little string band and just started playing here in the streets of Yellow Springs.
And this is Ben Cooper talking.
That's right.
Playing the fiddle.
That's right.
And as I see you, Ben, from in the other studio here, you're playing the fiddle and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Now that's not done too often.
No, I suppose it's not. It's something that you know, back in the old days, of course, a fiddler could call a square dance, which is even farther gone, probably, skill that's beyond just singing, but being able to call a square dance and play a fiddle tune.
Yeah. I bet the fiddle was mostly rhythm, though, at the time, I bet.
Sure, know? Yeah.
So,
and
you're
keeping
you're,
it going.
Yeah. So this is an old-time string band. We got a banjo here as well.
Yep.
With Rick Good on the banjo. 5-string banjo. And WYSO listeners are no stranger to Rick Good, and Rick's probably no stranger to WYSO listeners.
WYSO listeners of a certain age.
Vintage.
Do they watch Barney or what? Purple Dinosaur?
No, the other. You're going to the other extreme here.
And Mark, how long have you been playing with the Corn Daddies?
Geez, probably about 10 years. Yeah, I met these guys on the street. They said, go get your guitar. So
really?
I did. And
so we've graduated from the streets of Yellow Springs to the studios. You think, was that a move up or what? Is that lateral move? I think
we're going up.
The streets paid better.
No doubt. And you guys also, I see you frequently at the City Folk Festival.
Yes, yeah. We'll be down there again this year, just performing on the street. Just doing some street music down there. We don't have a set down there, but we'll be pleased. We've talked to the organizers, and they're giving us some slots of times where we can just go out and throw down the fiddle case and play some tunes. And
so what happens a lot, your band, the Corn Daddies, are, as you're indicating, you're not on stage. The city people can go right up to you, meet you, shake hands, listen to you right there.
Yes.
Right on the street, on the street level.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's the way we'd have it.
Or just walk away.
Or that's the nice thing about street music that I've always enjoyed and playing it is that if someone doesn't want to listen to it, they aren't glued to the chair. They didn't pay it for a ticket. They can just walk on by, and if they like it, and they normally do, you know, they can kind of group around and form a little crowd. And
I've seen that crowd. You keep them. You tend to keep them on.
It allows us to play what we want as well.
Yeah.
And Israel, you're come on in here a little bit. And Israel's playing the bass, so I pushed him out the door a little bit.
He hits that thing, doesn't he?
How long you been with the band, Israel Parker?
I think like 2 years. I'm probably the only one here that wasn't asked to play that just happened to be around. And I had been following the Corn Daddies a while, and wanted to fill in somehow, and just fell into place one day, and really enjoyed grooving with these guys.
This music sounds good. We'll talk again. I'm going to turn it back to you. More music, can't we?
All right.
Sure.